Today on Wikinews, Guatemala's Pacaya volcano erupts, the US Supreme Court rejects Rob Blagojevich's motion to delay his corruption trial, Malawi's president pardons a jailed gay couple, and American actor Dennis Hopper dies. Today is May 29th, 2010. I'm Patrick Gillette, and this is Wikinews. The Pacaya volcano, which is located 50 kilometers south of Guatemala City, erupted on Friday. Throughout the evening and night, volcanic ash fell around three municipalities. President Alvaro Colom's government has declared a state of public calamity in three departments for 15 days or more so that the authorities can do their jobs correctly. The emergency response is being coordinated by the National Coordination for Disaster Reduction. The eruption has followed this. The United States Supreme Court has denied former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich's request to delay his corruption trial after receiving a statement from the federal government in opposition. The trial is set to begin June 3rd, and many of the charges Blagojevich faces are based on a federal honest services fraud law. He challenged the constitutionality of this law and argued that the trial should be delayed until the High Court decides the issue. The request had already been denied by judges in the lower courts. American actor, director, and artist Dennis Hopper has died today at the age of 74. He was known to suffer from prostate cancer since October 2009. He was born Dennis Lee Hopper on May 17, 1936, in Dodge City, California. As a young man, Hopper became interested in acting and eventually became a student of the Actors Studio. He made his first television appearance in 1955 and appeared in two films featuring James Dean: Rebel Without Cause, 1955, and Giant, 1956. Over the next 10 years, Hopper appeared frequently on television in guest roles, and by the end of the 1960s had played supporting roles in several films. He directed and starred in Easy Rider, 1969, winning an award at the Cannes Film Festival, and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay as co-writer of the film script. Hopper was unable to build on this success for several years until a featured role in 1979's Apocalypse Now brought him attention. He subsequently received critical recognition for his work in Blue Velvet and Hoosiers, with the latter film gathering him an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Hopper's more recent work includes a leading role in the television series Crash. Bingu wa Mutharika, president of the African country of Malawi, granted pardons to a gay couple who had been sentenced to 14 years in jail for sodomy and indecency charges. Mutharika, who has in the past dismissed homosexuality as alien, stated he was releasing the couple on humanitarian grounds. On Thursday, the president of South Africa condemned the decision of the Malawi courts in a rare dissenting statement, stating, "We have condemned the action taken to arrest people in terms of our constitution," in response to questions about the Malawi arrests. In December, Stephen Mongeza, 26, and Tiwong Chimbalanga, 20, were arrested following a personal engagement ceremony. The men were charged with gross indecency and unnatural acts, based on laws imposed during the British colonial period of Malawi. And those are the top stories for Saturday, May 29, 2010. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service and is funded by your generous donations. Click the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.